Day 1. Monday. Chapter 1. Maggie Lawson was upstairs in her bedroom when she heard the phone ringing in the kitchen. She checked her watch. There was nothing good about a phone ringing this early in the morning. Sounds from the kitchen echoed up the back stairs, the click of the receiver being lifted from the cradle, the low murmur of her mother's voice, the sharp snap of the phone cord slapping the floor as she walked back and forth across the kitchen. The linoleum had been worn away in staggered gray lines from the countless times Delia Lawson had paced the kitchen listening to bad news. The conversation didn't last long. Delia hung up the phone. The loud click echoed up to the rafters. Maggie knew every sound the old house made. She had spent a lifetime studying its moods. Even from her room, she could follow her mother's movements through the kitchen. The refrigerator door opening and closing. A cabinet banging shut, eggs being cracked into a bowl. Thumb flicking her Bic to light a cigarette. Maggie knew how this would go. Delia had been playing Bad News Blackjack for as long as Maggie could remember. She would hold for a while, but then tonight, tomorrow, or maybe even a week from now, Delia would pick a fight with Maggie, and the minute Maggie opened her mouth to respond, her mother would lay down her cards. The electric bill was past due. Her shifts at the diner had been cut. The car needed a new transmission. And here Maggie was making things worse by talking back, and for the love of God, couldn't she give her mother a break? Busted. Dealer wins. Maggie screeched the ironing board closed. She stepped carefully around folded stacks of laundry. She'd been up since 5 that morning doing the family's ironing. She was Sisyphus in a bathrobe. They all had uniforms of one kind or another. Lily wore green and blue checkered skirts and yellow button-down tops to school. Jimmy and Maggie had their dark blue pants and long-sleeved shirts from the Atlanta Police Department. Delia had her green polyester smocks from the diner, and then they all came home and changed into regular clothes, which meant that every day, Maggie was washing and ironing for 8 people instead of 4. She only complained when no one could hear her. There was a scratching sound from Lily's room as she dropped the needle on a record. Maggie gritted her teeth. Tapestry. Lily played the album incessantly. Not too long ago, Maggie helped Lily get dressed for school every morning. At night, they would page through Bride's magazine and clip out pictures for their dream weddings. That was all before Lily turned 13 years old, and her life, much like Carol King's, became an everlasting vision of the ever-changing hue. She waited for Jimmy to bang on the wall and tell Lily to turn that crap off, but then she remembered her brother had picked up a night shift. Maggie looked out the window. Jimmy's car wasn't in the driveway. Unusually, the neighbor's work van was gone. She wondered if he was working the night shift too. And then she chastened herself for wondering because it was none of her business what her neighbor was doing. Now seemed as good a time as any to go down for breakfast. Maggie pulled the foam rollers from her hair as she walked down the stairs. She stopped exactly in the middle. The acoustic sweet spot. Tapestry disappeared. There were no sounds from the kitchen. If Maggie timed it right, she could sometimes grab a full minute of silence standing on the stairs. There wouldn't be another time during her day when she felt so completely alone. She took a deep breath, then slowly let it out before continuing down. The old Victorian had been grand at one point, though the house retained no evidence of its former glory. Pieces of siding were gone. Rotted wood hung like bats from the gables. The windows rattled with the slightest breeze. Rain shot a creek through the basement.